It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tensions are high, Spike.
Yeah, we're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham show at 6. And then Players Lounge at 7 with IQ, Elliot, and this week's guest, Cooper DeGene. Now, I was going to say Brandon Graham show is me, Brandon Graham, Howard Eskin, but the tensions are so high right now between Herb from the Northeast and Howard that I'm not sure that either of them is going to be able to stay here at Chickies for that show.
He's about ready to fold up the king, man.
He is. Yeah. He would, too.
Yeah. He said he was going to finish the job that Charlie Manuel didn't, is what I heard him say.
Yep.
What would you set the betting line at?
Oh.
Herb Howard.
Herb minus 220.
Wow.
Come on, are you kidding me? You seen that? That's man.
The little Tasmanian devil right there.
He was
there.
In the gym today, he said.
Yeah, well, you see, he's got a fresh haircut, too.
I know. Does. It's going to look great shaved.
I was going to say his head is two-thirds shaved already.
Yeah, I don't really get that one, man. It's just kind of slicked back, but there's baldness all around.
He's got that, it's almost, it's not a fade.
That's definitely not a fade.
Yeah, there's nothing fade. Yeah, it's very sudden.
Yeah. Like one Oklahoma drill between Howard and Herb. That's all I want. Nice Oklahoma drill. They set up right here. You get Tucker on the camera.
Oh, my God.
It'd be beautiful.
We would break YouTube records.
Totally agree.
Top 5 of 5 is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the 5.
Number 5.
At 5.
5.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, 5. Beautiful 5.
Now let's give out some game balls.
Where's Jalen?
Eagles are hot. Eagles are hot. Only one person on the station called this run, and that was me.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Felt it in my bones. Know this team like the back of my hand.
Yeah.
The 5th game ball goes to Coop. Cooper DeGene.
I like it.
Might be because he's on the Players Lounge tonight.
That's a good call.
He also almost had an interception. Him and Quinyon. Not allowed.
Got to work on the jugs machines, fellas.
But the 4th-and-1, they're up 7. You know, the Bengals, it's a pretty ballsy call to go for it in that situation.
Yeah.
And usually Jamar.
A desperate call. 100%. Actually. Felt desperate.
100%. And listen, Jamar Chase, 1-on-1, is a tough guy to bring down. And Cooper DeGene in that spot. They get that. Who knows how the rest of the game goes? I thought it was a big, big Cooper DeGene play.
And that's as good as a turnover.
Yes.
It's in Cincinnati territory. It's a turnover on downs. That's as good as a turnover.
And what I think is so interesting about Cooper DeGene, I think he's changed what his future here is by what he's doing now. Mm-hmm. Because I think when he was drafted, there was this idea of being an outside guy. He's a playmaker in that Malcolm kind of role as this linebacker / safety.
Safety, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's been awesome. Mm-hmm. He's been a revelation. The 4th game ball I'm giving to Jeff Stoutland. I mean, once again, this guy.
Stoutland, you!
I mean, Fred Johnson's virtually an unknown. He's been serviceable on the left side line.
Yep.
Tyler Steen, another guy. He's technically the backup. I know they drafted him relatively high last year. Step in, do a job. They're running the ball really effectively in the last 2 weeks. I mean, Jeff Stoutland continues to be... I mean, we talk about it a lot, so he's not underrated, but he's just so good.
No sacks yesterday either.
Yeah.
You know what I thought was the... Not that I needed to be sold on Jeff Stoutland, but when we had Jordan Mailata on last Tuesday, and I asked him straight up, the Eagles' offensive line handles injuries better than any offensive line I've seen. I said, how do the Eagles do it? And he said, straight off the top, it's Stout. You know, it's Stoutland.
Yeah.
He just... attention to detail, that sort of stuff. Everybody knows what they're supposed to do. It's really incredible that they're able to, not only do they have talented, by the way, if I got drafted as an offensive lineman, I'd want to get drafted to the Eagles.
Yeah.
Because if I'm going to have a bigger contract with the Eagles than I'm going to have anywhere else because of him.
The decisions that Jeffrey Lurie has made about who he wants at that offensive line coach and how to retain them and keep them, he's had Juan Castillo, who was a great offensive line coach while he was here, to Howard Mudd, who's one of the best offensive line coaches in all of football, who also drafted Jason Kelsey in the 6th round. Howard Mudd saw that because he saw Jason Kelsey as a Jeff Saturday type of replica.
And he made him the starter immediately.
That's what I'm saying. He saw him. So, and then you have Jeff Stoutland, who's done it since Howard Mudd retired. That's a premium that Jeffrey Lurie puts on that position. And they've maintained that really under the time that Jeffrey Lurie has been the owner of the team. They've always had arguably the best offensive line coach in all of football.
Well, and the most impressive part about Stoutland is...
I don't know how the hell they picked Danny Watkins. Somebody must have been drinking.
Well, hold on. What about Dillard?
Well, and Andre Dillard. You're absolutely right.
Well, if you're an offensive lineman that can't succeed here, it's your fault.
Sure. Yes. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yes. It's you.
Because Stoutland was at Alabama. You know, Howard Mudd was pretty well established.
The one good thing Chip Kelly did.
Sure.
He brought us Jeff Stoutland.
What was the other scrub he brought from Alabama? He was in the front office.
Ed Manowitz.
Ed Manowitz.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a disaster. The third game ball, I'm giving to a guy, not about, he was good yesterday, but what he's starting to show and what he's done the last three games. But I'm giving a game ball to Nolan Smith. That's three straight games with a sack.
Nice.
He's starting to look like a player.
Nice.
I mean, I thought he was going to be out of the league, frankly, like after the preseason.
Yeah.
And three straight sacks, starting to look the part, had the most snaps of any edge rusher yesterday. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because of what he started to do against the run. That was impressive. But now he's starting to flash in the pass rush game as well. Nolan Smith starting to come along.
Yeah, we got to figure out something down in the red zone. There's no way we should have Nolan Smith on Ja'Marr Chase.
Yeah.
And the defense, I mean, offense knew they could get to that play and have that matchup. Like, that was the offense. That was by design.
Didn't Chase, like, come out of the backfield or something there? Right, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So they know they put him in a position, and if he motions that way, they know, okay, the end backer has to go out there on that guy. Normally that's a running back.
Right.
Not Ja'Marr Chase.
And it...
We'll see that play again.
When you look at the snap counts for the edge rushers, it really was balanced yesterday. I think Bryce Huff was 22 or 23. BG was 21. Nolan Smith, I think, was 27 or 28. And I thought Josh Sweat led. But it just seems like because they don't have a dominant guy there, I think one of the things that they might be doing is they always have somebody fresh in there, too.
Yeah.
Because they have that rotation, they're able, and nobody's dominant. The advantage they have is that none of those guys is playing a ton of snaps.
And they're all fresh.
They're all fresh,
yep.
Yeah.
The second game ball, I'm giving a combined game ball, and that's to our linebacking unit. How about the Kobe Dean and Zach Bond? Zach Bond led the team in tackles, had a forced fumble yesterday, continuing to look like just a steal of a free agent signing. How he wasn't playing in New Orleans is kind of beyond me. And the Kobe Dean, another Georgia guy, where you're asking yourself, beginning of the season, last season, is this guy going to last here? Is he going to just play out his rookie contract and be gone? He looks like a player. Big tackle for a loss yesterday. More physical than I think I gave him credit for. Been really impressed by Nakobe Dean.
Yeah, I love the fact that these guys, especially Nakobe, is being put in a position to succeed. You're not asking him to do things he isn't necessarily comfortable with, like playing out in open space, covering guys. Uh-huh. That's not one of his best assets. But you get him going downhill, attacking that line of scrimmage, especially in the run game. He's a fielder's player. I've seen him a couple times where he's had to take on linemen. Doesn't mind doing that as long as he's going downhill, hitting those guys first. Man, it's that's what you call putting your players in a position where they can succeed versus trying to force them into your scheme and saying you need to be good at doing X, Y, and Z.
And it seems like we're starting to see some good IQ from the young players. I think Nakobe's showing some high football IQ. The Gene we talked about earlier, getting around that fourth and one play. Mm-hmm. Quinyon seems like he's generally in the right position. Like, they're starting to show some of the high football IQ that I think you need to see from the young guys, too.
Yeah, Coach Fangio, I give him and his staff. I don't even know any of his assistant coaches other than Clint Hurt.
Clint Hurt.
Yeah, that's the only one I remember. That's the only name I remember. I don't know the DB coach's name. I don't know the linebacker coach's name.
So the DB coach.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I've read the DB coach's name somewhere. Yeah, but whoever it is has been with Fangio a bunch previously.
Okay, yeah. So he's been in his scheme, so he understands how to teach it.
Somebody. So I know who's going to get game ball number one now, and somebody got screwed. But go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody definitely got screwed. Yeah.
Well, it was a good game yesterday. But
yeah.
All right. Well, number one's Nick Sirianni. I'm just kidding. It's Jalen. Jalen is the number one game ball yesterday. What?
Go ahead.
I thought for the first time. Since
you thought he deserved a number one game ball from yesterday?
He dominated.
I'm just asking.
He dominated yesterday. It's the first time really since the Buffalo game he's looked the part. He's looked the part. So,
I'm just a little surprised by you.
Why?
Well, giving Jalen a number one game ball? Why?
I'm a call it like I see it, man. And he completely outplayed Burrow yesterday. I think he deserves it. It's a big moment on the road. I'll give number one game ball to Jalen. Now, who got screwed?
Well, then two people got screwed. First of all, Sirianni got screwed.
Definitely got screwed.
And then second of all, Devontae Smith got screwed.
Yeah.
How do you not least? Yes.
To give it to Nolan Smith because he got a half sack?
Yeah, anyone could give a game ball to Devontae Smith. It takes a real ball knower to to see what Nolan Smith is doing and give him credit. Devontae caught one deep pass. I mean,
dude, that was a crazy catch.
He led the team in catches yesterday. And
that catch reminded me of the Corey Clement Super Bowl catch. It was an incredible catch.
You know how hard that catch was?
You know how long we've been begging for a receiver to be able to make that?
Exactly. Yeah. To go up and make a play like he did yesterday? I agree, Spike.
Unbelievable.
How do you not? Yeah. Almost Smitty more than anybody else on that
list.
Yes.
It was one play.
No, it wasn't one play.
I thought outside of that play, I thought AJ was more the more impactful receiver yesterday.
Okay. Well, AJ was good too.
Outside of the giant touchdown play? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. You're a Devontae Smith hater.
Loved it. He's my second favorite Eagle.
Who's your first?
Quinion.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, I would have had Smitty on the list.
I thought there was a lot of game balls yesterday.
It was. That was a good game.
I could have given one to Slay. I could have given one to Isaiah Rogers. But, you know.
Yeah.
Well, Isaiah Rogers made one
play. He made one play.
Don't sound so disappointed.
I don't think you should give it to, no offense to Cooper DeGene, but like I think Devontae.
Hold on. Coop deserves one.
Well, Devontae deserves one over Coop.
Yes. I would say almost over everybody on that list. I would have had Devontae on there.
I can't believe Jack's such a Devontae Smith hater.
Jalen is good. I'm surprised you had him at one, but okay, I'll take that. But I thought Smitty should have been on there somewhere.
It's fair.
You basically had one offensive player.
He scored 37 points.
102 yards rushing.
108.
I know, but you didn't put him on the list either.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know because it was just a good Saquon day. It was like a good, solid, productive Saquon day.
I can't believe you put Nolan Smith on there, man.
Yeah, well, listen, I wanted to shout out his last three games.
Okay.
This hour is brought to you by
anyone can talk about Devontae Smith, all right? It was Nolan Smith that gave us a chance to talk about it.
Hold on, don't say it. We haven't even talked about Smitty as much as we should have today.
Anyone can talk about the game balls don't need to be proof of – it doesn't need to be like hipster game balls. Like, Devontae Smith, that catch was awesome.
And AJ was awesome yesterday. Yeah.
You're a disgrace.
I would at least gave both receivers a game ball yesterday.
Right. Well, the committee will take it into.
All right. He gave the whole linebacking core a game ball.
Well, there's only two.
Well, there's only two receivers that
Jahan
he gave.
Dotson.
All right. I don't think I saw him yesterday.
He was out there.
This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Kim in South Philly is back. Kim, you're on WIP.
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. Look, I wanted to talk about Elliot Shore Parks. It's so convenient that he's not here today. Mm-hmm. After he got on the radio for the pregame yesterday, speaking about Fred Johnson possibly being a liability in yesterday's game, when you really look at it, that young man has stepped in for both Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata, playing on both sides of the field, helping the offense keep those edge rushes from the defense down, which has allowed Jalen during these past couple of games to help keep the offense going. Like y'all mentioned earlier, Fred was virtually an unknown. Done played on about three teams.
One of them, Cincinnati. It was a revenge game yesterday. Fred Johnson revenge game.
And guess what else? Shook the family tree, and guess who fell out? Fred Johnson. Our great-grandmothers and sisters. What up, Big Fred? That's what I'm talking about. Hold it down, shut it down. Our O-line is good for years to come.
Family connections today.
Yeah. They did help him out a little bit. The Eagles did help him out a little bit, but look, no sacks is no sacks.
Oh, Henderson is no slouch.
Yeah,
he's
heating up.
Yeah,
and we didn't even hear from him yesterday.
Nope.
No penalties, no nothing, and that's a big deal. When we saw how we struggled these first couple of games with the offense sputtering like that, so for a dude to come in and play on both sides and keep the pressure down, and we see what we're able to do, we ain't got nothing to worry about. I like what the young defensive guys came in and did yesterday. Always room for improvement on all sides of the ball. But the way that we showed yesterday, it shows we have the ability to move in the right direction. And that's what I'm happy with.
Yep. You're right, Kim. I appreciate the call. I did not have Fred Johnson appreciation call on my checklist for
this
today.
Is a football town.
Yeah.
Well, when you're giving out praise, we got to pass it around. Speaking of.
Why didn't you give Fred Johnson a game ball?
Well, I gave it to Stoutland.
Okay.
Jalen made three throws yesterday. We talked about the Smitty touchdown.
Yeah.
Great protection by Jack Stoll.
Yeah, the whole world saw the eight-second block by Jack Stoll.
Great catch, Devontae. The one thing I thought about when Devontae made that catch, I thought about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, Nelson Aguilar,
Jalen
Reagor.
Yeah.
Tracking the ball.
Yes, and being terrible at it.
Yeah.
And would they would have totally just misplayed the ball and never even got a hand on it. This kid goes up and catches it with no problem. The one throw on 3rd and 16 to A.J. where he hit him between two defenders and A.J. sort of backed into the first down.
Yep.
Man, that was a hell of a throw from Jalen. Now, that was a throw that was made on the rope. And then, obviously, the one across the middle, the 29-yarder to A.J., where he had to wait on A.J. to get through two windows and then throw it with anticipation. Not only that, but through it, A.J. never broke stride.
Right.
Like, he could catch the ball and keep running with it. So I just thought those were just three great throws that Jalen had yesterday when he just stood in the pocket and, boom, just delivered great throws.
I didn't know he had the 3rd and 16 throw in his bag.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he has mostly a noodle arm. But
he does not have a noodle arm. Not might not be the strongest. Okay.
I mean, he did.
I'm not going to debate with you.
He did have to hop, skip, and a.
He did. I was waiting on you to say that. Loaded up for the deep ball.
I mean, hold on, what? 18 crow hops to get it 45 yards? It's okay. It's great. The 3rd and 16 was a throw I didn't know he had in him. I mean, that was an actual rifle. So
the other cool thing on the Devontae play, I saw it online. I can't remember where I saw it, but Devontae does this cool thing where I forget who the defender was, but the defender meets up with him right about the 10 or 15 yard line, and Devontae almost initiates contact to figure out where he is and keep him on his back.
Yes.
You know what I mean? So yep. Almost so he knows where he is, where he's making the catch.
It's done intentionally.
Yeah, yeah. It was a well played ball by Devontae.
So are we putting Calcaterra over Goddard next year? Is he tight end one?
Well, Goddard's gone.
I mean,
gone
he's a free agent.
No, I know. Yeah.
So if the Eagles don't bring him back, I mean, it is good to see that. I mean, we may have. I mean, Calcaterra, listen, he doesn't drop the ball. He's taking advantage of every pass that has been thrown his way. Yeah. So he's made some plays the last few weeks.
James in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, James?
Hey, how you guys doing? I noticed one thing that I love yesterday would hurt. What I harped on, I guess, a few times, saying that he can't see the left side. He actually had guys lined up on the left side. He was throwing and connecting to them. And he wasn't kind of off balance with his throws. I hope that he continue practicing like that and that he don't go and regress and say, you know what, had the mentality of, I showed these people I could do this and that. Then he revert back to his other self that we don't like.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be perfect, but hopefully there's something that goes that triggers in his brain, which I have to imagine happened after that Gainwell pass, that these are the things that I'm not supposed to be doing. Because what happens is when you're in game speed and there's a defender, you know, chasing you down and you don't have the time, you revert back to what you're comfortable with, even if it's not the right thing. So it's about building habits, and I think we will see him do the things that are less optimal moving forward, but the key is that he does them less, and he knows when he does them.
Okay. Now, on the fantasy, hey, Ice.
Yes.
Here we go.
You won by luck last week. You won by luck last week.
Luck?
Yep.
All right, so we're tied for first.
You guys keep talking about tied for first with record. They look at points.
No. Huh? No.
Yeah.
You're about to be 5-3.
Well, first of all,
me?
I'm only 5-3.
Spike.
I'm only 5-3 if I lose tonight. I got neighbors going. And second, just look at points.
25 points.
Just look at points. I can get 25 points out of Malik Neighbors.
Mm-mm. I think that
I left Ladd McConkey sitting on my bench.
You
that's
did,
what
yes.
screwed me. Yeah.
I'm not too in Spike torn, but I think he has one of the strongest teams out there, along with Jack, myself, and Yoshi.
And not Ike.
Wow.
On the record, not Ike.
It's okay.
The disrespect. I know
I'll be standing at the top of the podium at the end of this thing.
Well,
handed me the trophy.
And actually let it be known, I don't have the best roster. So I'm glad you
you're
said
gonna coach
that.
Him up.
I don't have a stacked roster.
I
just know how to manage the roster.
Oh, right.
Right. That's what
Ike waiver wire.
You got to manage it. You got to manage it. Because I see Brian, he's catching up to people now.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Glad you're watching the.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Thanks for the call, James. All right. Coming up next, first of all, still a half an hour left in the show. Man. Get your Birds thoughts in. 215.
Shocking amount of fantasy talk today.
215-592-9494. And also coming up next, just some weird stories in the NFL yesterday. Some things that will make us happy. Things that happen in the division makes us happy. Some things make
us happy. I was a Hail Mary away from being 4-0 yesterday.
Oh, with your picks.
Yep.
Can't relate.
And
I was 4-0.
Okay. Nobody cares. You didn't bet
the
games.
Says the 1-3 guy.
Well, you guys know you don't
By
bet
the way, Spike 1-3 every day.
Every week. Every
that's okay.
I don't care about the picks.
That's okay. Well, first of all, I'm picking the Eagles to lose by double digits every week. Yeah, I said it was a bit on Friday.
Okay,
yeah,
okay. It's you keep taking that L then.
I'll keep taking the L.
Well, as long as the Eagles keep winning.
Yeah, you get. Well, that's why I'm doing it.
Yes.
And you guys keep bragging about your picks, but if you're not putting your money down on those picks are not. They don't mean anything to
Spike,
me.
Spike.
Let me tell you
we
that.
We only bet anytime touchdowns and two touchdowns.
That's right.
Right. With odds plus 400 or higher.
Thank
right?
you.
Right. Anyway. Some good stories throughout the league, and maybe the worst statue in the history of sports.
I'm like, what do you need, man?
This is what are you doing?
He's trying to get on the air. He wants to fight Herb.
He wants to plug up something. He wants to charge his phone.
Okay.
What do you need, paper? Go ahead.
All right. We're at Chickies and Peas in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show coming up at 6 and Players Lounge at 7. Cooper, you get him. I don't have that job anymore. All right, this is a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, fall is in the air. Backyard football games and leaves are on the ground. Tackle your fall game day menu this Eagles season with the official hot dog of the Philadelphia Eagles from Dietz & Watson. Fire up that grill at the tailgate or in the backyard with perfectly smoked premium franks and sausages from Dietz & Watson. Now, sandwiches are always a winning combo with freshly sliced meats and artisan cheeses from Dietz & Watson. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you or seasonal grilling ideas. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing.